Well, for some of you young men out there and some of you not so young, it's time to make a decision as we're getting close to 2023. It's time to consider either shit or get off the pot.
Well, what do you mean by that then, Solomon?
It'll all become clear, buddy. Just stop interrupting me, will you?
Oh, just wondering why you were talking toilet type of thing.
It's a saying, buddy, okay? Just shut up and listen, will you? The thing about men and males in general is they have compassion. They do have feelings. Unfortunately, that is their downfall, because femmes don't possess any of them feelings at all. But men are learning, as some of these femmes on these dating apps get treated just like they treated men for hundreds of years. But they can't believe that some human would treat them in that way. It's generally not a normal reaction from men, but this is what they have to do to even the playing field. Because all the laws are for the femmes. In the court of law is where justice and truth should prevail. But as we've seen many times, femmes can go into court and lie profusely without any repercussions. But the man has to tell the truth. So how can the man get real justice? It does make me laugh about these femmes when they get to about 34 years old, when they say something ridiculous like,
"Oh, I want to settle down now."
Yeah, after she's got about 500,000 miles on the clock and the big ends knocking. Does she really believe that men want the clapped-out old thing like her, who would have no idea how to be a good girlfriend or even a wife? Basically, society is trying to eliminate men. Because any time a man gets involved with a femon, he will lose, because the laws are all against the man. Apparently it's his fault, regardless. So a lot of men have gone into survival mode, hence the men going their own way ideology. The femons will always burn themselves out. They've always been self-destructive. But the trouble is that any man around is collateral damage, and her children also suffer too. But that is irrelevant to a femon, as we know. It's all about her. Now, there's some countries that have a few more laws on femons, but they must be looking in the Western world and Europe and all that, and see that they are certainly doing the right thing. Because there's no constraints on femons in the Western world or Europe, and we see what happens. So, young men especially, step back. Protect yourself. Because at the moment, society won't let you win. You're not even allowed to criticize a femon, or tell her that that idea is ridiculous, because that's mansplaining, see? So get on with your lives and plan your lives without a femon, because they will never be the soulmate you are looking for. And of course, I don't mean go hide under a rock somewhere. And of course, me personally, I can't even understand why a man wants to go with these modern femons. They look disgusting. They act disgusting. They're loud and they're obnoxious. And they treat males and men like third-class citizens. And you keep yourselves safe, men out there, because you are the people that are going to rebuild the world after the femons have destroyed it. So if you young men choose to walk away and protect yourself, it's not surrender. It's just the logical thing to do. In time, the government will get tired of looking after cat ladies that they turn into, because the wall will come for them all. And without their fake persona, they will become invisible.
Yeah, I still don't get why going to the toilet is so important in this thing.
Hey, you see this?
Yeah, it's a baseball bat, isn't it? Hey, is that Mickey Mantle? Oh!
And it's out of the park!